And finally, today is St. Patrick's Day, and Irish people across the world are remembering their patron saint. To mark the day, the Irish capital, Dublin, held its annual parade, and major world landmarks such as the Sydney Opera House, the London Eye, and New York's Empire State Building are being lit up in green floodlights for the occasion. We spoke to the director of formation at the Pontifical Irish College here in Rome, Father Billy Swan, who says the celebration of St. Patrick's Day is primarily about mission.
There is a certain element of confusion that seems to be increasing of what exactly it is we are celebrating on St. Patrick's Day. St. Patrick's Day is primarily about mission. It's not primarily a celebration of Irishness, even though that's part of that. But St. Patrick, and the proof of that is that St. Patrick wasn't actually an Irishman. He originally was from Britain. And so therefore, St. Patrick is a figure of unity where we celebrate the achievements and the vocation and call to mission that all of us share in. And it's very interesting, I just bring to your listeners the attention to the fact that in his letters and his teachings, St. Patrick always, he never distinguished between anybody on the island of Ireland. He always talked about Irish Christians as being the one gens or one people, the plebs domini, the people of God in Ireland as a nation, that he wanted to join with the other nations on the face of the earth that would be joined to the church, the universal family of the church. So therefore, it's entirely fitting that St. Patrick's Day is celebrated from places to United States, to Australia, to New Zealand, to Nigeria. Because all of those, on St. Patrick's Day, in all of those countries, we join together in celebrating the missionary achievements and spirit, not just achievements, but spirit of this man that continues to, it's the spirit that all of us are continuing to share in modern times and in the current age, that of mission, that of making Jesus Christ known and loved throughout the world and of carrying his salvation to the ends of the earth.